Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Lego with Dad, Creatively Awesome Brick Projects for Parents and Kids to Build Together by Warren Nash is a family-oriented how-to book centered on shared Lego building rather than on collecting or formal instruction. Published by Rocky Nook, it presents Lego bricks as a practical medium for parent-child interaction, creative play, and hands-on problem-solving. The book is aimed at families with a range of skill levels, from beginners to more confident builders. And it stresses that readers do not need to buy expensive new sets to participate. Instead, the focus is on using existing bricks to make inventive projects together. Its structure moves through foundational materials, basic techniques, classic builds, more open-ended projects, and motion-based creations, which gives the book both a tutorial function and a creative play agenda. In that sense, it belongs to the family craft and maker category, with a special emphasis on bonding through building. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using Lego is a shared parent-child activity rather than a solo hobby. The book treats Lego building as a collaborative family practice. It's not simply as an individual pastime or a collector-focused activity. That distinction matters because the central value of the book is relational. It frames the building process as a way for parents and children to spend time together while working toward a concrete result. This makes the book different from many Lego titles that focus mainly on models, branding, or technical complexity. Warren Nash positions the projects so adults can participate meaningfully without needing specialist knowledge. While children can contribute through imagination and experimentation, the result is a format that supports interaction at multiple levels, since the adult can guide structure and the child can help shape ideas. In practical terms, this collaborative model encourages conversation, patience, and shared decision-making. The book, therefore, functions as both a creative manual and a family engagement resource, using a familiar toy to support a more deliberate kind of joint activity. Secondly, building creatively with the bricks you already own. A key idea in the book is that meaningful Lego projects do not depend on buying new kits or rare pieces. That approach lowers the barrier to entry and makes the book more accessible to ordinary households because it shifts attention from consumption to reuse and invention. Instead of relying on prepackaged sets that determine the outcome in advance, the book encourages readers to look at their existing bricks as a flexible collection of parts. This matters because it changes how families think about play. The emphasis moves from completing instructions exactly to adapting what is available and discovering new combinations. The practical benefit is that the projects become easier to start, since families can work with what they already have at home. The broader implication is educational as well, because children learn that constraints can support creativity rather than limit it. This makes the book especially useful for families who want low-cost, open-ended activities that still feel structured and satisfying. Thirdly, a gradual progression from basic techniques to more advanced builds. The book is organized to support readers with different levels of experience, which gives it a strong instructional logic. It begins with essential materials and how-to guidance, then moves into classic creations, accessible projects, more adventurous ideas, and finally motion-based builds. That progression helps prevent the common problem of Lego books becoming either too simplistic for older builders or too difficult for beginners. By layering difficulty, the book allows families to build confidence before tackling more complex concepts. This also reflects good teaching design. Readers first learn the vocabulary of pieces and simple construction methods, then apply those principles in increasingly open-ended ways. The structure is especially effective for mixed age groups because a parent and child do not need identical skill levels to participate. A younger child can enjoy the simpler builds while an older participant or adult can extend them. The book, therefore, works as a staged introduction to creative construction, where each chapter expands the reader's capabilities without losing accessibility. Fourthly, encouraging open-ended creativity, problem-solving, and intuitive thinking beyond the physical act of building, the book emphasizes the mental habits that Lego can develop. The projects are presented as opportunities for creative problem-solving, intuitive reasoning, and imaginative adjustment rather than as fixed outcomes to be copied mechanically. This is significant because it places value on the process of invention, not only on the finished model. Families are encouraged to make choices, revise ideas, and adapt designs as they go, which mirrors real problem-solving behavior in a low-pressure setting. The book also reflects a view of play as intellectually active rather than purely recreational. Children can practice planning, visualizing shapes, and testing ideas, while adults can model persistence and flexible thinking. Because Lego is inherently modular, it lends itself well to this kind of experimentation, and the book makes that potential explicit. In this way, the guide is not just about making attractive objects, It is about using construction as a practical introduction to creative thought and adaptive reasoning. Lastly, why the book stands out in the family craft and activity category? The book stands out because it combines three elements that are not always present together in similar titles: a family bonding purpose, hands-on instructional clarity, and a strong emphasis on creativity with ordinary materials. Many activity books either concentrate on simple crafts for children or on technical model building for hobbyists, but this one tries to bridge both worlds. Its appeal is also broader than the title suggests. Since the available descriptions indicate that it is suitable not only for fathers and sons, but for any parent-child pairing or family group, that makes it more inclusive than a narrowly branded gift book. Another distinction is that it presents LEGO not as a product to be consumed, but as a platform for shared invention. Readers who want a practical, screen-light activity will find it useful, especially if they value guided play that still leaves room for personal variation. In a crowded category of building guides, this book distinguishes itself by making connection, accessibility, and creative reuse part of the same framework. In conclusion, LEGO with Dad is best suited for parents, caregivers, and children who want a structured but flexible way to build together. It will also appeal to families who already have LEGO bricks at home and want to use them more creatively without buying specialized sets. The book offers practical value by combining straightforward instruction with room for improvisation, so it can support both beginner builders and more experienced children who want to experiment. Its intellectual value lies in how it treats building as a form of shared problem solving, helping readers practice planning, adaptation, and collaborative thinking in a low-pressure setting. Compared with other LEGO books, it stands out because it is not primarily a catalog of models or a technical manual for hobbyists. Instead, it is a family activity book with a clear relational purpose. That makes it especially relevant for readers looking for screen-free interaction, creative play, and an accessible way to turn existing bricks into meaningful time together. If you would like to support Warren Nash, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.